This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, April 13, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. Video released by Grand Rapids Police shows the details of a fatal shooting in April. The footage shows an officer kneeling on a black man's back, fatally shooting him on the ground. Protesters in Grand Rapids had been calling for the video's release since Patrick Leoya was fatally shot April 4th. Police say he fought with an officer after his car was stopped because of an issue with the license plate. State police are investigating the shooting, and the medical examiner says the autopsy report won't be publicly available until state police complete their work. The officer involved in the shooting is on paid leave. Curbside yard waste collection is up and running. The City of Detroit Department of Public Works will collect grass clippings, leaves, and other materials for the next 36 weeks. Residents are asked not to set out yard waste bags prior to the scheduled collection day. The city's contractors will not collect yard waste in plastic bags. If materials must be disposed of immediately, residents are encouraged to take it to any of the free drop-off locations. Anyone interested can find their next yard waste collection date by visiting DetroitMI.org and typing their address into the My Home Info search field. Detroit's Ace Honors Awards, celebrating Detroit's artists, took place yesterday. Mayor Mike Duggan was in attendance and spoke on the importance of creativity in the workforce and community. Artists who have contributed 25 years or more of exceptional service through arts and culture are celebrated with the award. The ceremony was followed by the inaugural City State of the Arts Address by Director of Arts and Culture, Rochelle Riley. Riley says there's a vision to sustain Detroit's creative workforce, which includes fine and performing artists that are among the best in the country. The award recipients included City of Detroit historian Jamon Jordan and Heidelberg Project founder Tyree Guyton. The Detroit Parks and Recreation Department is running a flag football league this summer. The games will take place every Thursday at Peterson Park on Greenfield. The league begins playing on May 26th and runs through June 30th. All Detroit kids ages 4 through 12 can participate. The fee is $45 and a uniform is included. The department will also accept applications for Detroit residents 16 or older who are interested in coaching. The games are in the evening and coaches must provide at least one practice a week. Training for coaches will be provided. The Motor City Makeover is an annual volunteer event to beautify the city of Detroit. The annual initiative works with block clubs in their districts to schedule and clean essential areas. Individuals and groups interested in helping must register with the City of Detroit to receive limited supplies and to schedule special garbage pickups. City officials are encouraging residents to keep the city clean year-round by getting involved with Earth Day events, flower planting, anti-litter campaigns, and recycling training. The first cleanup event is set for District 1 on May 7th, followed by District 2 on May 14th. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Tia Graham, WDET News.